morning, church. You're never too busy to have a conversation. You're never too busy to have a conversation. My grandfather used to tell me this all the time. You're never too busy to have a conversation. And when I'm walking to class, it gets stuck in my head when I am tired, I didn't get enough sleep, I'm 5 minutes late to class, I didn't do my homework, I probably just failed the last test, and I don't want to talk to anybody, and I see someone, and I probably should talk to them. And I think back to what my grandfather said, you're never too busy to have a conversation. He used to always talk to me about the importance of our conversations and how much difference we can make in someone's life just through an interaction we have with them. Just through a small conversation, we can change people's lives because you don't know who you're interacting with that doesn't know Jesus. Like Julia said in the video, has never said the name Jesus before. It's amazing how many people we come in contact with every day who have never heard the name of Jesus. You may think, no, everyone I know knows Jesus. My family knows Jesus. All my coworkers know Jesus. All my friends know Jesus. All my people in my class know Jesus. I don't know anyone who doesn't know Jesus. We believe as a ministry that God has placed people in our lives so that we can interact with them and we can change their lives because they have never said the name of Jesus before. We look for those small opportunities, those people sitting next to us in class, that person standing behind us in the line at McDonald's, that person standing beside us at the bank, people who have never heard the name or said the name of Jesus. Okay, so maybe we come in contact with someone who has never heard the name of Jesus, but I don't want to turn a small coffee shop conversation into something awkward. I don't want to turn a, hey, how are you? I hope everything's going great, to a, how's God working in your life today? Or just a simple, I hope God blesses your day. I think it's funny that sometimes the one who created conversation, the one who created talking, is sometimes the most difficult to talk about, right? Sometimes it's so difficult to open that door and just say, God bless your day, even though he's the one who created it. He's the one who created conversation so that we could build up the kingdom. God calls us to make disciples. God calls us to go into all nations and make disciples. Part of making disciples is being a disciple. Part of being a disciple is having discipline. Part of the root word of disciple is actually the root word of discipline. So we believe as a ministry that you have to employ certain disciplines to be a disciple. And we believe that God calls us in a trajectory to live the way of Jesus. And part of that is through these two disciplines that I'm going to talk about. So the first one is what I've just talked about, conversations. We believe that you need to have intentional conversations in your day, that one of the disciplines to being a disciple is having intentional conversations with people about Jesus. So it's important to have those relationships with the ones around us. It's important for us at the Student Center to have relationships with one another, but it's also important for us to have relationships with people who have never heard the name of Jesus before. Because like my grandfather said, your conversations matter. You're never too busy to have a conversation. So we have two challenges for you based on our vision as a ministry. Our vision as a ministry is based on discipleship. Through FriendSpeak, we interact with international students. And through Discipleship Group, we interact with each other. But we have two challenges that shape our ministry. So the first one is to have those intentional conversations. When is the time this upcoming week when you can have a conversation with someone who doesn't know Jesus? Because those conversations are so important because God has placed us on this earth to build up the kingdom. Number two, prayer has always been something that has been so difficult for me. I remember being little and sitting in a room and closing my eyes and talking to what I thought was just an empty room. Why am I talking to the walls? I feel ridiculous. I don't understand this idea of discipleship, of prayer. I remember my mom making me sit in the pew when I was little, close my hands together, close my eyes and bow my head and listen to the person in front of you because they're praying. And I always heard in Sunday school that you're supposed to pray every week. And so I sat there in the pew and I listened to that person who was praying and I thought, well, this is Sunday, so I guess this could count for my weekly prayer. So I'm done. I have no need to have intentional prayer time in my everyday life. We believe as a ministry that God has called you to not only have intentional conversations with people who don't know Jesus, but he's also called us to have conversations with God. That's important to have those set aside daily times to lift everything up to God, to put everything at the foot of the cross. It's important to have those times to have relationships with not only each other, but also have a relationship with our Creator. So more specifically, we challenge you in a specific way to pray. To set aside time every day to lift everything up to God, but more specifically, when you walked in, you were handed a prayer card. If you didn't get a prayer card, as you leave, there'll be students at the doors where you can get a prayer card from. But on this prayer card, Wes last Wednesday had us write a prayer. Each student write a prayer on a card, and then Wes took them back and typed them all up. So these are prayers written by our students, for our students, for our campus, for our community, for our city, and for our world. On Monday nights at 7 o'clock, we gather together as a ministry and have worship. And we want to challenge you that Monday night at 7 o'clock, pray the prayer that is on that card. We need people in this community, we need people all over this area lifting things up to God because we are working to live the way of Jesus on Murray State's campus. So we have two challenges for you. Number one, to have intentional conversations in your day because your conversations matter. Because you don't know who you're going to interact with that has no idea who Jesus is, who has never heard the name of Jesus. So challenge number one is to have intentional conversations. And challenge number two is to set aside intentional prayer time to lift things up to God. And more specifically, set aside Monday night at 7 o'clock to lift up our students in your prayers. We believe that God has called us into a vision of ministry that is around discipleship, and we believe that these two disciplines are two of the greatest disciplines held in discipleship, having relationship with not only one another, but having relationships with people that are outside of our comfort zone, people who have never heard of Jesus, but also having a relationship with our Creator. So before we go any farther, let's pause for a second and pray over these two challenges. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to come into this place and to lift everything we have up to you. God, thank you for your presence in this place today. God, I pray that your spirit will be wildly moving today as our service continues and wildly moving in our lives. God, thank you for the way that you have called us to be disciples. God, thank you for the way that you've called us into discipleship. God, I pray that as we are called into discipleship, that we will employ these disciplines, that we'll set aside to have intentional conversations with people who have no idea who Jesus is, and that we will also lift everything we have up over to you, and that our prayer time would leave a Sunday morning assembly. God, I pray that our lives will be consumed by the workings of your Spirit, and that we'll be able to live as your disciples in everything that we do. God, thank you for the moments you've given us. God, thank you for your grace and your love that you have extended to us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Over and over again in the Bible, Jesus invites people into relationship. He invites them into a loving relationship, but he does not keep it there. He challenges them. That's one of the things we really looked at in discipleship group, that Jesus invites people into relationship, but he also challenges them. Today we have challenged you with two separate things, but we also invite you because we as a family are always here for each other because we are living as the body of Christ. Because if one part of the body hurts, the rest of the body hurts with it. So today we live the way of Jesus through discipleship. We live the way of Jesus through invitation and through challenge. So today, as you leave this auditorium, you go out into your daily lives, we want you to remember that you're living the way of Jesus to be a disciple. And part of being a disciple is employing disciplines. And two of those disciplines, having a conversation with people who may make you uncomfortable, but maybe God just created conversation so that we could be uncomfortable, so that we could share the name of Jesus. And number two, to have intentional prayer times, to lift everything up to God, and to put things at the cross. God calls us to live in separate relationships with each other, with the people outside of that, and with Him. So today, we invite you, and today, we challenge you.